This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Friday. Yeah. It's 9:10 in the morning. Thanks for listening to the Sarah and Vinny show. Here's what
you
had to
say. Ask you a question.
What is the question?
Who released that? Like, it, I mean, I guess he must have, but
yeah, I guess he must have, right?
She couldn't have, right? I mean, or does she actually think that that's an okay message to send to someone and a good idea to make that public?
Well, it seems like if she left it as a voicemail, he'd be the only one who could release it. Mm-hmm. So he must have. Did he just want to add fuel to it? Maybe the wife released it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird because it's really, that's where it's already over the top.
Or maybe the FBI, because it was, you remember, he was under investigation.
Right.
So yeah. That could have been evidence.
He's all, this lady's crazy. This is what I'm dealing with here.
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay, sir. Excuse us. Back right. to your mayoral duties. Oh, you're quitting. Okay. Well, that's probably for the best. Okay.
Right.
Have a good life. All right. Bye. Have a great Friday, mother effer.
Right.
It's a very little known slogan in Alaska. It's not even like it's unusual there. That's why they just released it.
The new official exit of the Sarah and Vinny show is...
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Y'all heard it here first.
Here's a few texts that you guys sent us. 800-400-3697. This is usually the your portion of the program where you guys get to be heard. So here's what you had to say. 209 says, I'm a special ed teacher in the Bay. I bought those Skittles as well for reinforcers. Most of my students are nonverbal, so we didn't realize what they were until one had a horrified look on his face and spit it out onto the table.
Ah.
That they were gross-tasting Skittles in a zombie pack.
Are they not clearly marked as there are some bad ones in here?
They must be, but, you know, I can totally see if you're shopping and it's just a Halloween pack, you didn't think to read the, you know, zombies. You know, I could see that.
Some of these candies will make you a zombie.
As it is, I spend enough time looking at labels and picking out things. Like, you just, come on. What, candies now? I need to look at candy?
You need to examine it carefully.
But apparently you do.
Every package. It,
you know what that story reminded me of? And I don't know if you remember this. There was a period, I don't know how far back, but my oldest daughter and I were together. I think I was watching, we were hanging out and I was doing breakfast. And I went into the cupboard and pulled out what I thought was sugar. And I made my daughter some cinnamon sugar toast.
Mm-hmm,
and she's eating it, and I'm like, what's the deal with you? You're taking too long. And she's like, it's too spicy. And I'm all, what in the hell? It's cinnamon sugar toast. Everybody loves it.
There's no one who doesn't like cinnamon toast. It's
except that the missus had put a broken thing of salt into this container and not labeled it. And so, yeah.
Did you take a bite and then went, oh, yes, you're right. This is actually
too spicy.
Yes, it's too spicy.
And I'm so sorry I fed you cinnamon salt. And to this day, we laugh at Dad being so lame.
Oh, there's just the funny stories that make up the tapestry of a family's life.
Dad yelling at his daughter. Eat that
toast.
What are you?
I made that for you. Everyone likes that.
It's too spicy.
I'll eat it. Oh man, I put a lot of sugar on my cinnamon toast too. Like it's, you know, thick with sugar. So
yes,
I can imagine that you had a, you know, full snowdrift of salt on there. Delicious.
Really, really gross. 408 says, you guys are great. Happy Friday.
Oh, well,
that's
thank
nice
you.
Of you.
Isn't that nice? Thanks for listening.
The Harry Potter candy is made by Jelly Belly.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense then.
Right. LMAOOOOOO at the Zombie Skittles. I'd never heard of this. Yeah, it's a thing.
Apparently.
Regarding, now listen to this. If Oprah wasn't big enough in your eyes already.
Oh, I love her. Tell me more.
510 says, regarding variety of tampons.
Tampoons. Yeah.
The first time I heard the idea was Oprah. Many years ago on her show, she said, you know what they should do? And voila.
And they
variety boxes of tampon sizes.
Fantastic. All in one box. You know, maybe that's it. That used to have to buy a box of light days or a box of, you know, heavy days, whatever the hell they called them. And now you can just buy. It's nice because you just sort of select the one that you're like, well, I'm at the tail end here. I'll just use it, you know, the finishing up days ones.
Five tampon sizes is new. Used to be two, then three. What are the five? Well, there's five. And Amy Schumer is selling them to you, everybody.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Amy, so much. The Diva Cup is the only way to go. Tampoons are terrible. And they said something else, but
I always wonder about the cups. Like, it seems like you've got to get all in there and then get it all out of there. And then now I got a cup I got to wash. And also my hand is gross. It just doesn't seem like what I want. But you do what works for you. I'm glad that you have found something that...
You want to hear something? This is just a boy's experience.
That one at the top looks like a bomb, doesn't it?
Well, that's for a really, really bad day.
The five sizes here.
Yeah.
I
remember when
probably,
they went to the Super Plus. I was like, well, you're going to need a couple of those.
Light, regular, super, super plus, and ultra.
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 It actually makes your mouth dry. It's that effective. It sucks all the moisture out of you.
The first time I had a girlfriend stay over pretty regularly, I was, you know, living at my own place, and a girlfriend, she was getting up in the middle of the night and changing them. And I never knew that that was a thing. Like, she goes, yeah, you have to be careful. This can really, and I just thought, oh, there's so many things we have no idea about.
Toxic shock, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody, you need something to read in the bathroom, so you read all about toxic. It's the only way I ever would have heard about it, you know?
Did you ever wake up in the middle of the night?
I've never been I have girlfriends who tell the horror stories where they've got, you know, three tampons going and a pad and everything else. You know, they put a sheep up there just to absorb it all. You know, it's like a whole thing for some ladies.
I don't
know,
but okay.
But I don't. I've never really, like, you know, the Super Plus seemed sufficient. But there are days where it's happening. It's going. You need to be, and you can't help but be conscious of it. And you're not wearing your white pants that day. Mm. Oh, the first time I ever got my period, I was a freshman in high school. And I was away. We had these things where you'd audition to be in a singer in this regional chorus. So
I
made it. It was great. And I was so excited. I have on a pair of white pants and a shirt. I don't know anything about having a period, you know, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what the? And this girl behind me goes, you need to tie your sweatshirt around your pants. I'm like, oh, no, what? Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Had you been anticipating this at all?
I mean,
like,
I knew it was going
to
happen.
Had you talked to your mom about it?
Yeah, but that was the thing. Like, I was just at a point, I just didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want boobs. I didn't want a period. I cried when I was like, oh, no, this hell, I'm one of those people with the periods. So bummed out. Actually, now that I think about it, it might have been my second period. Because I think I had can't remember. It was so freaking long ago. But I just didn't, hadn't gotten the memo on, if there's a chance, don't wear white pants. Always have supplies with you. I mean, it was a freaking, it was horrible. It ruined my whole weekend.
I was away.
I wasn't at home.
They shouldn't even make white pants for that 12 to 13 year old set, right?
They shouldn't. It's true. I'm sorry, but you can't wear white pants again until you've got a handle on this. Probably when you're about 15. You know, it takes a while. It's true. Like, even when it first starts up to, it's not regular. It's not like all of a sudden you're a regular 28 days. It's all of a sudden there's this thing that's happening randomly. Yeah, it's what a thrill it is. Oh, the joys of being a woman.
So much fun, right, Sarah?
Yes, Nicole. I'm here at the tail end of it, though. I'm done being a woman. That's going to end for me very, very soon. So you enjoy. Have at it. Tell us all about it when it happens.
Let's see here. So when this nightmare is over, Sarah can get back to her Christmas shows with Tommy. Daughter Danielle and I were in the front row for both of them. I know she can't wait to get back on stage. OFOC.
I can wait.
Oh, you don't, you're not a, what?
You know me, I'm telling you, we built a thing in our house here so we could just rock out here. It's just too much pressure in a show like that. I want to have drinks and be able to mess up and no one's recording it. And like, it's just fun. My mom says I was 15 and a sophomore when I got my period. She probably remembers.
Oh, that seems late, doesn't it?
I got it very late, very late.
Yeah, was, I would think.
I think I like mentally staved it off. Like,
yeah,
don't
well,
you come for me, you period you.
By 15, you'd think the period watch was on. Like,
oh, I'm sure my mom
any
had
second
a period
now.
Watch
tick
going,
tick.
Right. Yeah,
white pants. What are you doing? You're gonna go on a trip with white pants?
Why wouldn't I? It's never happened before. Why would it happen now? Okay. Let's just do this. I'm sure it'll be fine. My mom says I was holding off my period by dint of mind control.
Oh, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sarah, I loved your horse pics you posted on vacation. I also loved them. But, you know, if I could, real quick, in my history of Sarah, and I know a lot of your history.
You do, yeah.
I am partially confused by the timeline. Was horse college before or after Geneva?
Before.
So it was horse college, then you quit college and joined a band and toured,
yes.
And that was your last year.
Yes.
And then you moved home to get off a Coke.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
That you have the timeline correct, yeah.
Got it. Those horse pics are great, and you do look like the most innocent you of all time.
I am just such a young, I think in some of those pictures I'm 13 years old.
Oh,
like
really?
I'm really young. The first
ones
one
with the helmet?
Yeah, I have a helmet on in all of them. Yeah, I'm like 13 years old. Or 14 maybe, but it's 40 years. It's unbelievable how fast time goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on my Instagram. I put them up. There they are.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm probably, that's
Shannon!
My first year of showing because I have the red collar on. I moved to a white collar after that.
What?
And
is that a designation of skill?
No. Oh. I just, you know, I liked the red collar, and then I noticed I was the only one wearing one, so I went to the white collar after that.
Oh.
But that was my first season of ever showing that horse, and it was
Shannon,
and I think I'm 14 in that picture. But the jumping, the first picture I put up of us jumping is, I want to say I'm 13 in that picture.
Wow.
That I'm probably 15, because that's, I've moved on to the white collar by that last one. My ass looks fantastic, that one.
I wasn't.
Go back a couple. It's right there. Oh, really? You didn't notice my 15-year-old ass was hot?
No, I was.
Yeah, I look good in that picture.
But the horse's ass, my God.
I mean, the horse's ass does look good. Yeah. Shannon,
Shannon!
I miss having a horse so bad. I really need to at least start taking lessons again just so I can get on a horse once in a while.
What do you need a lesson for? You hold on for dear life.
There's no, that's, I'm 13 in that picture. That was the first year I had the horse, is that first jumping picture. Never mind. Who cares? It's on Instagram. Find it. You'll love it.
Clarky Clark.
Clarky Clark on Instagram.
Grill a couple steaks. Grill lightly some asparagus. Great eating. There's someone's Friday night dinner, clearly. Yeah.
That does sound
good.
I haven't had steak in forever.
Why?
We don't, you know, we try to not do red meat. We try.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely not staunch about it. Like, but we eat those corn burgers. We don't eat burgers anymore. We eat corn burgers.
I prefer those too, but we definitely still have that in the house.
I mean, sometimes if you make spaghetti or something, well, a lot of times we do put turkey in that. I don't know. We just don't. I haven't had a steak in forever. I'd love a steak. Now I'm in the mood for steak.
Well,
I was just eating the leftovers for that salmon burrito that we made the other night. There's a plate of salmon and rice in there. I was just chowing that.
2 days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's bad by now.
It's cooked.
Good luck, though.
It's in the fridge.
All right.
Does your fridge not keep things for a couple days? I mean, come on.
First of all, I don't know. I haven't had a fridge for months, so we don't know what this thing's capable of.
You're just getting used to the what can this thing do? This is amazing. God, everything in here is cold.
The chili box in the middle of that room. What is that again?
They call it an ice box, Ben.
The vampire erotica is hilarious, but super hot.
Yeah, very hot. Well, they're all incredible lovers. I mean, they're just, they really know all the stuff, and they got to be careful with those teeth. So, you know. Oh, it's so good. So good.
Missing out.
Yeah, you are missing out.
I don't know anything about it.
Erotica's fun. Do you read any real porn, Nicole?
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Like, did you read the what are the ones, the gray?
Can you see your mom and dad?
No, I was going to say the last.
Moving closer to the speaker.
Go ahead.
The last books I read were the 50 Shades of Grey, and I read all four because there's a fourth one where it's.
Oh, there's a fourth one now. Oh.
Yeah, it's in
his perspective.
They have a
kid?
Well, no,
it's
his
perspective.
Yeah, it's his perspective.
I got it,
yeah.
Is that considered, like, actual erotica, or is that just
it's real? They're describing they're being graphic about it. It's very light. There's some really good dark stuff, but the basic thing is it's always they're attracted. They, you know, and then they try to stall it till like at least a quarter of the book has gone by before they tumble into bed and do all the stuff. And by the end, you're like, okay, great, another sex scene. No thanks, I'm gonna move on.
I just remember, like, in the 50 Shades of Grey books, it was like every other page they were doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Constantly. And it was so stupid every time. Like, that was hilarious, those
books.
That
was such a funny book.
Did you watch the movies?
Oh, God, yeah.
You did?
I went in theaters to go watch with my friends because they came out on Valentine's Day. And that was probably the best. Not because the movies were great, but the audience. Like, everybody, like, commentating. Because they're just so bad. So you don't care. Right. What people say, and it was so funny.
It's about the experience. That's one time you need to go to a movie theater, because if you're sitting home alone watching it, it's actually kind of sad.
Yeah, I watched all three movies in theaters.
Oh, there were three. They did do all three.
Yeah.
Oh.
Horrible movies. Awful, but...
Awful in the best way possible.
Yeah. Well, do you know that's Twilight fan fiction, right? That's how it started.
Twilight fan fiction?
Yeah, it started at the author who wrote 50 Shades of Grey. She started it...
E.B. James?
Yeah, she started it as Twilight fan fiction, but then like Stephanie Meyer and the true Twilight fans didn't like that because, you know, Edward and Bella are innocent, they're high schoolers.
Oh, you can't write pornographic fan fiction for Twilight. I see.
Yeah,
so she went,
she changed it up. That's what I remember from it. So then I started reading it.
Well, she was like, I like Twilight, maybe I'll like this. Oh, people boning.
A fast fact.
Oh, Nicole, when she pipes in. Yeah, nice. Have a great Friday.
And with that, have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Yeah, do that. You do that. A minute ago, we were talking about like vampires and porn and stuff, and Jane texted me, Jane, you're playing a game.
Oh, Jane's back.
Every time you talk about vampire porn, I laugh about the time I accidentally sent erotica to Gretchen. I wrote back, wait, what? Tell me the story. And
yeah, what is this about her? Wait, so her and Gretchen had a thing?
Well, I think she said she accidentally did. And then
I didn't hear that part.
You raised the question that, like, well, who was she trying to send it to?
Yeah, I mean, if your wife sends you vampire erotica, that's a delete. You don't even watch that. That's like, you're doing it wrong. What I need is a picture. First of all, Yeah, you've got to hold that camera right in front of your woman zone. There you go. Now that just hits send.
Of course.
Much easier for everyone involved.
Hands hot.
Thank you.
It's not, you wouldn't watch it anyway. You'd read it then.
What?
Nothing. Never mind. She hasn't written me back yet. I need to know this story, though. She says this like that time.
Do you have
the
little dots?
No.
Is she writing you?
She was. There were little dots, and then all of a sudden they went away. So she's she started to tell me, and then she went, oh, forget it.
No, she's cagey, man. She doesn't. As soon as she sees a possibility of trouble, she taps out. Remember that whole bondage picture we were supposed to get? She disappeared
for
4 days after
that. She wouldn't even address it. I know. We're still here. We're still here waiting.
This is the first we've heard of her since then.
Yeah. Every time you talk about vampire porn, I laugh about the time I accidentally sent erotica to Gretchen, which maybe
Gretchen's a reader. There's no doubt. Gretchen probably read it.
Yeah. Gretchen has read a lot of the erotica I've read.
Oh, really? You know for a fact. You two
have
discussed.
To talk about it, yeah.
Read
a lot. She was a great book source for me. Like, she would always have the best. Oh, the one you got to read is so good. You know how that is. Anyway, listen, you guys. Have a great effing Friday.
Right.
Mother
Absolutely.
Effer. And we will be good and stay cool. And
go Niners.
Wear your mask. Go Niners. And we'll see you back here. Bright and early on Monday. Oh, my God, I can't wait. Let's get this weekend over with so we can come back to work on Monday. Woo!
Thank you.
Have a great Friday, you mother...
The end. This just in. We have Jane Stroud. I haven't even read it yet. It just popped up on my text screen. Here's what she said. This is vampire, or apparently erotica. And she sent it to Gretchen.
Reset it. So Jane said she sent vampire erotica to Gretchen
by
accident. And then
and I said,
you
got to tell
me
the story. Right. So here's the story. She says, it was when vampire erotica was so popular and you used to talk about it all the time on the air and listeners would text in recommendations. I was on the computer we all shared in the studio and was scrolling through the text when somebody sent a title they recommended. I thought it sounded interesting, so I went to Amazon and looked it up. It said, would you like a sample of this novel sent to you to read? And of course, I assumed I'd signed into my Amazon account, so I clicked yes and immediately got a statement saying, thank you, Gretchen. We've sent a selection from this novel to your Kindle. It was at that moment I realized she hadn't signed out of her account. Jane, well, that's a good one. That's
that
a pretty
a good
story.
One.
Pretty good. You know, it would have been better if she was trying to send it to her husband or something and accidentally. Yeah.
It's a lot less hot than I'd hoped it'd be. But
all right. And now we're done. See you on Monday.
Bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.